Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood.
And beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
Let's get to Dana's Dirt first. It's brought to you by Ace Restoration Services. Have a delayed insurance claim? Let the experts estimate and document your damages. Ace2Restore.com. Here's Dana.
Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi are putting their mansion on the market in Montecito, California. They paid about $27 million for it just a little over a year ago, like a year and a half or so ago.
Wow.
Yes, okay. But now they're selling it for $40 million.
Hey, flip that house.
Yeah, they bought an adjacent property and like made it all into one even bigger thing. I'm sure it was big enough.
Now it's
like
a compound.
Is it really just the two of you?
Well, and their dogs. You
that
know.
Much space. Yes. Four bedrooms.
That's it?
Seven bathrooms. And I don't know if the four bedrooms are for the entire property or just for the adjacent place that they built. But four bedrooms, seven bathrooms, a gym, a separate security building. Maybe you just don't want to have a lot of house guests.
I guess maybe that's not. It. No place for anybody else to stay. But I feel like if you're going to call something a mansion, it should at least have like eight bedrooms.
It's all square footage. It's nearly 11,000 square feet.
That's a big house. Never mind.
Yes.
Take it back.
It's definitely a mansion. So if you've got 40 mil that you're looking to drop one on me and then like negotiate him down to 39.
Yeah, they're perfect.
Yes. Scarlett Johansson is going to star in Bride, a more feminist take on The Bride of Frankenstein. She says it's long overdue for Bride to step out of the shadow of her male counterpart and stand alone.
Okay, I like her. I still haven't seen the original Bride of Frankenstein or anything.
You haven't seen a lot of movies.
I know. Got to go all the way back to see this one.
Garth Brooks injured multiple fingers on his left hand in a farm accident.
You don't milk the cow unless the cow's ready, Dana. That's the moral of the story.
I know. I've milked a cow before.
You have?
Yeah. I was like, I don't know, 6-7 years old. Yeah. He was not able to do last Wednesday's live preview of his Fun album, but I guess the injury isn't so bad. He just moved it to Monday.
Would you say he moved it to the...
You stop. I don't know if it was something with the cow. I don't know if a cow chomped on his hand. I'm not saying that. It was just some farm accident. No,
All right.
Cows are sweet.
All right. I just don't know how many different kinds of farm accidents there are. I don't know.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
Ready to hear about the worst first date ever? I think this may go down as the worst. You've been on a bad first date, right? I'm sure. At some point. No?
No, because I haven't gone on a lot of dates.
No, we need to change that. 407.
No, you don't.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, thanks.
All right, so there's this guy. Imagine if this happened to you. There's a lady in China, and she was going on a blind date, and it went horribly wrong because she brought along 24 of her relatives to test her companion's generosity. Didn't tell about the date in advance, what it was going to happen, what was going to go on or anything like that, but ended up showing up with 23 family members and turned their whole candlelight dinner into just like a rowdy banquet buffet. It's a dinner party now, everybody.
I want a family that big. Just saying.
I mean, just imagine bringing them. Listen, we're going to surprise them. Okay, this is what we're going to do. So I guess the date was set up by the man's mom after she was worried that he wasn't going on too many dates and he was single for a while. But
we'll teach her.
Never meddle again.
That's right.
But before meeting up, he offered to pay for the meal, assuming that, you know, it'd be a romantic dinner for two. But it was a complete surprise when blind date showed up at the restaurant with 24 relatives lives unannounced. He ended up bailing on her on the first date, left them with a $3,000 dinner bill.
Yeah, but they've got over 20 people to divvy that up in between.
Seriously, you split it up, it's between. Like $4 each with that many people. So my gosh, Mr. Wright just fled on foot. He has gone out of there. I don't blame him. You get the heck out of there. I'm not paying for that.
Yeah, I wonder how long it took her to notice that one was gone. That one person was gone.
Because they probably took over at least half the restaurant, don't you think?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go. Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh, my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
Mix 105.1. It's Friday, so why are you smiling?
Tell us, why are you smiling this morning? Happy Friday, 407-919-1051. I'm going to start us off. I'm smiling because, do you remember about 2 weeks ago at this time, I told you that unfortunately my son was involved in a car accident where somebody kind of T-boned him and ran a stop sign?
Yes.
We got the call yesterday. Luckily, nobody was injured when this all happened, but the other driver was found 100% at fault. So I was so worried about everything with a teenage driver at home that something was going to happen at all, but got that letter. It's like, whew, 0% at fault.
Did Caleb say, booyah, I told you.
Drop the mic and yes. He's like, I told you I didn't do anything wrong. Amanda, good morning. Why are you smiling this morning?
I am smiling because I get to puppy sit the cutest little 11-week-old boxer puppy. And it's great because I get my puppy kisses fixed and my husband's happy because I get to send her back.
But will you send her back?
Yes, I have to. I've already got 3 dogs, 2 fish, a turtle, a cat, and a bird, and a 6-year-old. I think I'm full.
Oh, my gosh. You just ran down that menu. A full house. That's awesome. That, don't tell my chihuahua, but that's my favorite breed of dog, a boxer. So.
Oh, and she's a sweetheart. Her name's Mildred, and she's an absolute sweetie.
Well, you have fun with Mildred this weekend.
Thank you. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Jacqueline, why are you smiling?
I'm smiling because it's my daughter's 30th birthday, and she went away for the weekend, so I get to spend the weekend with my 2-year-old grandson.
Hey! Give your daughter a shout-out. What's her name?
Brittany.
Happy 30th birthday, Brittany, and you have a great weekend with your grandson.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Dana Taylor, why are you smiling
this morning? We haven't been able to, like, really get out the way we have in the past.
Yes,
but I get to go out tomorrow from 11 to 1. I'll be at Waterford Lakes Town Center with Orlando Health, passing out pink light bulbs for Pinktober. We're
going to
light the town pink. Yeah, and so it's going to be super easy. All you have to do is drive by. We've got everything in a bag. We can just hand it to you in
Perfect.
Your window. So it'll be super safe. And of course, it's going to be fun. I'm like really excited to have an event to go to tomorrow.
Be out and about tomorrow.
I am. Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
All right. We'll go out and see Dana tomorrow. All right. We got Charlie wants to tell us why he's smiling. And our very own Chantel's got a big smile on her face, too. If you want to tell us why you're smiling, we're going to find out in 10 minutes. But you can call and tell us right now at 407-919-1051.
Mix 105.1. Mix 105.1. It's Friday. So why are you smiling?
Put a smile on everybody's face this morning and tell us what your good news is. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Charlie from Florida. Today, I'm smiling because I have straight A's and it's a Friday.
Charlie, I can tell that you're a straight A student.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sound like a very intelligent young man. Well, so are you getting some rewards? Do you get to have an extra awesome weekend because of those great grades?
Well, what I do get is a good feeling, and that's enough for me.
You're awesome.
Charlie's the man. Charlie, you call us anytime you want, buddy.
He's too busy studying.
Okay.
Hey, have a great weekend, okay? Have some fun, bud.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Good morning, Geisha. Tell us, why are you smiling?
Because it is the end of our 9th week, end of our first quarter.
Yes, hey. It is. There she is.
Yeah, we were wondering where you were. We knew you were going to call. You did it. You made it through that first 9 weeks.
Yes, the hardest part, I think, is done.
That's awesome. So we'll talk to you again for week one. Are we, like, back to week one?
Yes, I guess so.
Okay, here we go.
Talk to you next week.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Jennifer, why are you smiling?
I'm smiling because it's pink out at my son's school. I'm a breast cancer survivor, and we're both decked out in pink today.
Yes!
I love it. I've got my pink on today, too.
Woohoo!
Yep, and Dana, with her event going on this weekend, you can light the town pink and get that light bulb, too. So, well, thanks for telling us why you're smiling. You guys have a fantastic day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Chantel, why are you smiling this
morning? I am smiling because I moved here in March, as we all know. So I haven't seen a lot of my family in a long time, but my grandparents just moved to Tampa, so I am seeing them this weekend and get to hang out, but I'm also leaving early Sunday because I'm having a girls' brunch again, because brunch was a great time, and I am not missing that ever again in my life.
Brunch is seriously like one of the best things ever. It's just something to look forward to on a Sunday. Sunday brunch, yes, I'm in.
Doesn't meet grandparents, though.
Yes, it
no,
does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. It's at the place I've always wanted to go to in Orlando, so I'm finally getting to go here. And it's a horror-themed bar. I mean, it's all me.
All right.
I have to be there.
Well, enjoy your family time and enjoy your brunch this
weekend. Oh, I will.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
All right, you tell me if what this mom did for her child is a good idea or not. I just kind of shook my head in disbelief. And no, it's not some famous kid like Blue Ivy or Northwest, some random one-year-old Yahoo Finance found out about that the mom decided it'd be a good idea to add her one-year-old to her credit card and give him access with a spending limit of $85,000.
Well, it's not like they're going to spend it.
Maybe not right now. I mean, you're not getting very far in your Fisher-Price fire truck going to the store to go shopping or anything like that. But when this kid is 13 or 14 and they're at the mall, and all of a sudden, well, no, let's go ahead and get everybody some Jordans. My treat, I've got $85,000 I can spend right now.
Did she have $85,000?
That's her spending limit. That's her max on the credit card. And she went ahead and just put her kid's name on there and said, you know what I'm going to do? My child is 1 year old. I'm going to go ahead and establish great credit. So by the time he's 18, he's on my card. He will have amazing credit already established for
him. Okay.
So there's a reason behind it, but I just see this backfiring on you. It's innocent right now.
You've got like a good decade to rethink it. I don't think that it's big a deal.
I didn't even know that you could add a one-year-old on anybody under 18 onto your credit card.
I think you can add anyone you like into one of your accounts. Actually, you just add an additional name.
Now that I think about it, so I had a gas card. My dad had me on an Exxon gas card when I was first 16 years old.
Did you buy gas for everyone? Did you pay at the pump for all?
I basically bought snacks for everybody after school, and my first bill for the very first month was almost $400, and that credit card got cut up immediately. My dad's like, what did you spend?
That's always an option.
Tiny little car. And he's like, you spent $400 in gas? I'm like, no, that's Yoo-Hoo's and Slim Jims and everything. Do you ever spend a lot of money, cause your parents a lot of money, a lot of grief? You broke something, like you just broke our $30,000 wedding vase.
My parents did not roll like that. We did not have, we didn't own expensive things, and there is just no way in the world that we would have been on some kind of credit card or something like that.
I had to pay, but my dad never made me pay it back. I got lucky.
You know, I did have a long distance phone bill.
Here we go.
That was really high that I had to pay.
How much? Do you remember?
It was hundreds of dollars.
Whoa, Dana.
It really was. Yeah.
Who were you calling?
I missed my friends from being in a military kid. I missed my friends.
I understand that. All right. So let me ask you this. Does this sound familiar? How'd you end up costing your parents a ton of money? Who cost them the most? Did you wreck a car? Did you rack up a bill on a credit card and never paid back a loan? What happened? 407-919-1051.
Mix 105.1.
Talking about costing your parents a ton of money, and there's one mom who's already given her one-year-old a credit card with an $85,000 limit on it. Of course, it won't spend much right now, but when he gets older, you better be careful. Morning, Kathy. What about you? What did your child end up racking a whole bunch of money up on, or you?
I didn't cost my parents anything, but our son charged $900 on an American Express card. They each had an emergency American Express card, and we traveled for the first time without them and left them home with my sister. And when we got home, he had bought, kind of like you did, he bought treats and drinks and snacks, and I think Subway, for the entire lacrosse team.
Ooh.
He missed you guys. He needed some comfort food.
Yeah, okay.
$900+. I got that American Express bill, and let's just say he paid it back. It took a while, but he had to pay it back, and he lost the American Express card. I said, if you're out on the side of the road with that gas, that's your problem now.
Yeah, that's on him. Cut that card up. Wow, $900 in Subway and snacks. That's a lot. All right, thanks for calling. Have a great weekend, Kathy.
You're welcome. Bye.
Kristen, what about you? What bill did you rack up?
My parents' car insurance. It went up to $3,000 a year because I got a speeding ticket when I was 16.
And I had to pay my speeding ticket.
So you wouldn't be driving. I'd just drop you. the insurance company didn't cancel you. I did.
He's saying that he would not.
Well, Kayla's still got to run to the store and get me stuff. So. Wow, $3,000. Now, was that just for your part of it?
No, that was the whole thing. I had to pay my part of it.
Oh, but still, my gosh, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is. Especially after paying, you know, as an adult, paying my car insurance and realizing, like, oh my God, that is so much money.
What you did to them, you owe your parents an apology now that you're an adult.
Oh, yes, they have gotten many.
Have a good weekend, Kristen. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, you too.
Amanda, what about you? How much did you cost your parents and what on?
Probably a little over $1,000. And this was back in the early 90s. My brother and I decided to call a number called 1-800-SPELL-IT. And my mom gets a phone bill in like 3 or 4 separate envelopes a month later, where we had called so many times trying to spell words.
So what was the number? What were you calling it for?
It was 1-800-SPELL-IT. We saw a commercial on TV and it's like, you can spell words and win real cash. And we tried and never did. We cost a bunch of cash, but we never won.
But you never won a penny. They won all the money.
Oh, yeah. Almost $1,500 worth.
Yeah. How do you spell grounded, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For quite a few months. So.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go. Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
Hey, the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh, my God. I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.